The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, do sporting events sometimes cause a baby boom 9 months later? Well, Shane Hannan from Off the Ball has been investigating the apparent phenomenon and joins me in studio. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, technically, what constitutes a baby boom?
Well, look, a baby boom, I suppose, we've seen it happen after World War II. People call the baby boomers away from home for a long time and come back and want to start a family and settle down. I don't know if you've ever got excited after a sporting event, or any of the listeners have got excited after a particular sporting event, but it can cause a lot of excitement. And there's this phrase, Pat, that led to this research called the Iniesta generation. So this is in Spain, Barcelona, Catalunya, to be precise. So there was a week in 2009 where Barcelona thrashed their arch rivals Real Madrid 6-2. And in the same week, Andres Iniesta scored a last-minute winner against Chelsea to qualify them for the Champions League final. So it was a big week for Barcelona and their fans, a memorable week. Pep Guardiola was the manager at the time. And a Catalonian radio station at the time, Com Radio, did a research. They did a small enough study where they said births 9 months after that goal from Andres Iniesta were 45% up in the
that
normal number of births.
Very significant.
A large, large rise in Catalonian hospitals.
Okay, now the Iniesta generation, I mean, did they name their babies after the great man?
Well, I'm sure there were plenty of babies called Andres or Iniesta or maybe Pep after Pep Guardiola as well. But this, because of the research done by the radio station, Pat, it led to actual medical studies being done into this. So births in the Catalan region, according to medical research, they said, well, it wasn't quite 45% the increase, but it was an increase of 16% in hospitals in Catalonia 9 months after this mad week. And they said, the researcher said, human emotions on a large scale can profoundly affect demographic swings in population. So we know there is something in this. They analysed, basically, the medical analysts analysed birth data over 5 years, including 11,000 births at a couple of maternity centres in Catalonia, including the birth town of Josep Pep Guardiola as well. They adjusted for several factors. So this was more scientifically done, and they found a significant 16% increase in births in February 2010, which was exactly 9 months after this mad week for Barcelona. So look, they said the term Iniesta generation is a bit of a misnomer, possibly, but 16%, as they said, is still quite a significant increase.
Yeah. I'm wondering if the phenomenon might be observed in Ireland, for example, because often people who are celebrating a great win, or indeed if they're celebrating a great loss, they drown their sorrows, but they certainly consume alcohol. And we know, alas, as men, what effect alcohol can have on performance.
It can have.
So I would suspect that baby booms don't happen here.
No, this is the thing. So in other countries where maybe alcohol isn't as ingrained into the social psyche and the fabric of our culture. So you've had claims in the past. So for example, the Red Sox phenomenon of 2005, baby clothes flew off the shelves 9 months after the Boston Red Sox beat the St. Louis Cardinals. It's happened in rugby as well. In New Zealand, it was reported hospitals were overflowing with women in labour 9 months on from New Zealand's stunning Rugby World Cup victory against France. But I've been doing some research, Pat, in terms of Ireland. So Mayo was the best example I could think of. Now, of course, I have to go back to 1951 to get Mayo's last All-Ireland win. But I've been...
Oh, you're rubbing it in again.
I know. I'm sorry to all the Mayo fans listening. But I've been analysing the 1951 and 1952 census data from Mayo, and I can say it's not exactly as clear-cut as the Iniesta generation. So in Mayo in 1951, for example, you had 19.8 births per thousand, which was second in terms of the Connacht counties. Only Galway was slightly more births per thousand population. And then the following year, it actually dipped slightly in 1952. So say 9 months on from the 1951 All-Ireland win, in Mayo you had 18.6 total births per 1,000 population.
So it fell.
It fell in Mayo. So I would say they possibly celebrated, maybe as you say, with alcohol. Maybe it affected performance of the 1952 Mayo men. And we haven't got the case study, of course, if Mayo go and win it now. If Mayo were to win All-Ireland in the next year or two, I'd imagine the births would probably soar tenfold because it's been so long, Pat. So maybe you have to starve them of it to increase the births by slightly more. But the 52 census...
Well, the Mayo men and women live in hope.
They do indeed, 100%.
What about other sports? I mean, have we any examples of recent victories by any particular side or any promotions that might have led to increases in the young population?
We have seen it. So Wrexham FC, anyone who's been following the Wrexham story, Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds and the Hollywood effect over in Wrexham, they've just been promoted last week. But last year, so the two promotions in a row, basically, for Wrexham FC over in Wales, and a sex and relationship expert after last year's promotion, Jessica Leone, she said a baby boom following a euphoric event like this is expected in North East Wales. And then she went on to say, they expect a lot of Ryans, a lot of Robs, named after Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds, and it could spill over the excitement in Wrexham into the maternity ward, into the bedrooms as a result. And I think two promotions in a row, if there's reason to celebrate, then, I mean, why not?
Mm. Now, what about the players themselves? Because it is a phenomenon, I think, but many of the footballers, particularly in soccer, they marry young.
They do. And you see a lot of the footballers with their celebrations cradling the baby or sucking on a thumb after they've had their first child. And we hear in golf as well, the diaper dimension, which is called, this is a scientific thing, Pat. There's been research done into this, books written on this idea that golfers straight away, especially male golfers, after having their first child, so becoming a first-time dad, it has had an impact. Jack Nicklaus was one. His first son, Jack II, was born in September of 61. He goes on to win the US Open. And we've seen it with other golfers as well. Phil Mickelson just missed out on winning a tournament after having his first son. Tommy Fleetwood in 2017 becomes a father. Week later, wins a tournament. Danny Willett wins the 2016 Masters 12 days after his first son, Zachariah, was born. And we saw with Rory McIlroy as well, his daughter Poppy, when she was born back in August of 2020, his wife Erica even said it in interviews as well, that Rory started to play better and he started to win tournaments. He hasn't quite got that green jacket at Augusta yet. But his performances after becoming a first-time dad were
you had
were there.
Mentioned all these guys who had sons and their performance improved, but at least in Rory's case, it was a daughter.
Exactly. So it can prove either way. But yeah, there's something in this, Pat. And when Mayo next win the All-Ireland, they'll come back with proper stats and see, 9 months on from that win, have Mayo people been keeping busy and celebrating?
What year do you think that'll be?
Oh, it could be in the next, hopefully soon from a Mayo perspective.
All right. Shane Hannan from Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.